here at Fountain Studios live with a new episode of Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast.
Oh yeah, it's going to be an exciting one. This is Coach T. And
this is Coach Skiles.
And we got a great episode for y'all. We're going over DraftKings lineups for this week, for the week four of the NFL season.
Start and sit.
Studs, duds, and a few news and notes.
Your bye week start this week, guys. I'll make sure you're paying attention to your rosters, benching your guys, and starting your backups.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, it's a huge bye week for a lot of people because the Patriots have a bye, so no Tom Brady, no Julian Edelman, no Rob Gronkowski.
That's right.
So we'll go over who you can fill your lineup in instead of those guys for this week. So let's go ahead and hit on a few news and notes. So Drew Brees, he said he likes his chances of playing this week, and he's been practicing, so I think he's going to give it a go. And he's playing against the Cowboys. What do you think about Drew Brees? What does that do to the Saints' fantasy numbers this Sunday?
Yeah, I'm not starting any of them. I'm not starting Drew Brees. I want to see what he does with the shoulder. I don't think it's healed all the way. I think he's going to be toughing it out. He's going to play because he's a tough guy. But I don't think he's going to be 100%. I don't like him. And I'm not starting him in my leagues or my daily fantasy leagues like DraftKings or FanDuel.
Okay, I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I like Drew Brees when he's in that lineup, and even if he's 85%.
He hasn't been good this year while being in the lineup.
Yeah, but he's Brees. He started off bad.
He's not young Brees anymore. He's old man Brees.
Well, I'm telling you right
now. It's a decline of Brees.
Brees, if he plays the entire game, he'll throw 300 yards and 2+ touchdowns this week because he's playing against the Cowboys. And while the Cowboys, everyone liked their defense at the beginning of the year, I think they just got lucky in the first few games. And last week it really showed when the Falcons just picked them apart.
I agree with that. They did show their colors.
Yeah, Devontae Freeman ran all over them, and Mark Ingram and C.J. Spiller is going to run all over them. And then Drew Brees is going to be able to pass the ball just like Matt Ryan did. I see the Saints beating the Cowboys Sunday night, and Brees is going to be the reason why. And so I like Brees this Sunday. If you have him, play him.
I do like Ingram, and I do like Spiller. Now, I'm not starting Spiller as a running back two, but maybe if I don't have a better flex option in a deeper league, I'm starting Spiller. I think this is going to be a week he comes back. This is make or break for me. If Spiller does it horrible this week against Dallas, I'm giving up on him.
Okay.
But Ingram, I'm starting him. In all leagues, all formats.
So someone I'm giving up on is a receiver from Buffalo, Sammy Watkins. So him and LeSean McCoy both look like they're not going to play this week. Sammy Watkins dealing with that calf injury. McCoy, they just said they want to rest him because of the hamstring. They want him to be at 100%, and he won't be if he plays again this week. So I look for both McCoy and Watkins to sit. So what does that do to the Buffalo Bills' offense this week? Are you starting Tyrod Taylor with two of his best weapons out?
Well, Tyrod Taylor's been great without both of them, actually. So, yeah, I'm very confident in Taylor this week. After this week, he has some tough defenses, and I think he's going to be really spotty. So I'm looking to start him this week. So if you own Mariota and you don't have a better quarterback and you happen to have Taylor, you picked him off the free agent list like we told you to, you're starting Taylor for sure. Also, Carlos Williams is a go for me, and he's a DraftKings, our value of the week, my personal value of the week.
Oh, mine too.
Okay. Yeah, both of ours. We talked about that earlier before the show. We both like Carlos Williams. We both are plugging him in most of our DraftKings lineups.
So, yeah, Carlos Williams looks good.
Even when McCoy was 100% healthy, I think Carlos Williams is a better runner in that backfield.
Yeah, he's a better runner in that system. They need that one cut back. And that's what Williams gives him. And Williams just hits the hole and runs hard. And, I mean, it showed last week, 13 carries for over 110 yards and a touchdown. So, look for him. If he gets the full workload, he'll put up some numbers.
This is kind of not off topic, but I just got a trade offer actually an hour ago for McCoy. He's trying to trade me McCoy, and I need a running back it was Brandon Marshall. Yeah, I'm not going to do it. And I need a running back. I don't want any part of McCoy.
Yeah, I would probably do that if you had good receivers, if you had other good receivers. If Marshall was one of your top two wideouts, then no, I wouldn't do it. But if he was
McCoy,
your third or
I feel like you can get something
fourth.
Better for Marshall than McCoy. I mean, he's diminished goods. He's breaking down.
I mean, McCoy's averaged 10 points over the first 3 weeks. So, I mean, he really isn't diminished goods. He's doing decent.
We'll see what he does this week. It'll be 0 points this week if he doesn't start.
Yeah, but if he gets back to 100%, then watch out. So, I'm not giving up on McCoy. If you have him.
Here's my argument real quick. Carlos Williams, if he gets to start this week, He's not going to do what Devontae Freeman did, but he's going to have a really good game, and they're going to start platooning them even more. And Carlos Williams, by the end of the year, is going to be either half and half carries with McCoy, or he's going to be getting more carries.
I disagree with that. I think that Rex Ryan wanted McCoy. He paid for McCoy. He went out and traded for McCoy.
He did that with Tebow, too, you know.
Yeah. McCoy's going to be the starter, and he's going to get starter carries. Rex Ryan just wants him to be 100%, and the way Carlos Williams is running, might as well let McCoy take a week off and heal up and let Williams continue what he's doing. But I don't see Williams. Williams may get 6 to 8 carries a game, but McCoy's going to get 15 to 17. So I like McCoy the whole season.
All right, let's move on to our next news. Marshawn Lynch, he's 50-50 to play this Monday night. Are you trying to trade him? Is he diminished goods? Is he done? He's 29 years old. He's banged up in 3 different areas.
No.
What's your opinion?
My opinion?
Are you buying low?
I'm buying low on Marshawn Lynch. If someone doesn't like him and is giving up on him and he has them in your league, go and get him. Try and trade. I wouldn't trade Brandon Marshall because I like Brandon Marshall, but try to trade maybe a lower tier wideout, maybe a Brandon Cooks. I'll do Brandon Cooks for Marshawn Lynch. Like, do something like that and go out and get Marshawn Lynch, because Lynch is going to come back, and once he's healthy, he's going to be that bell cow in that backfield. So look for Lynch. I mean, go out and get him. I'm buying high buying low on him.
I'm only buying very low if the price is super cheap. I'm not high on him. I'm worried about him coming back and being full strength. He's getting older. He can't do this every year. He's been having tons of carries, huge amounts of carries the last 4 or 5 years here. So, and his backup brawls look pretty good. But
that's what I would do. If you're a Lynch owner, you better have picked up Thomas Rawls, like we said to in our last podcast. Pick him up this week in the waiver wire and stash him for Monday night. And so if Lynch doesn't play, you can put Rawls in there. And so
I like Lynch better than McCoy, but both these guys are not looking too good right now. But yeah. I mean, if you have a lot of talent on your team and you have extra, you have a really good second tight end, or you have some really good receivers and you can get them cheap, yeah, it's not going to hurt you to hold them on your bench and see what happens.
Yeah. And so, okay, some huge fantasy implications may happen as the Redskins and Philadelphia Eagles football game may be postponed this week because of a hurricane. And they're trying to move it to a different stadium, but if they cannot, then they're going to postpone it to week 8, where both teams have their byes, and they'll give them the byes this week. So if that game is postponed, if that Redskins-Eagles game is postponed, what does that do? Like, that's just two extra teams on a bye week this week.
I don't think many people were starting Sam Bradford. I don't think many people were confident in starting DeMarco Murray. I'm not. But the Jordan Matthews owner.
I feel bad for the Darren Sproles owner.
Maybe Matt Jones.
I feel bad for the Jordan Reed owners because he's been coming out.
He's been looking good. That's about it, though. It doesn't really affect anybody else, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Cousins.
Most people you have better options for. You'll have better options at quarterback than these two. You'll have better options at running back.
Yeah, so it's not a major thing, but my money is that they'll end up playing a game this week.
Yeah, I think so, too. They haven't postponed a game in a long time, so I'm seeing playing it.
Good.
All right, well, that's the news.
Well, so now, let's go on to a couple more. I have a couple more news notes here. Arian Foster, game time decision. I am personally betting that he doesn't play this week.
I think he doesn't play either.
I mean, next week, not this week, but the next week, they're playing the Colts. And they're tied for the division lead right now.
They're going to bring Foster back for next week.
Okay.
But this week, I don't see him playing just because Foster's one of those guys that Bill O'Brien wants to be 100% before he lets out there.
Especially against the Colts.
Yeah.
Who's a division competitor there. They're tied. And it's a Thursday night game. So there's no way Foster's going to play Sunday and then have to come back and play Thursday against the Colts. I don't see that happening. I'm willing to bet Foster is benched this week.
Yeah, Texans management already came out and said that they want Foster to have a full practice week before he plays. And he's already been limited this week, so I don't see Foster playing.
Okay, and then the last thing, we have Cutler and Jeffrey back at practice this week. So
I think they both play.
They both play?
Yeah, the Bears are looking terrible, and they have to get something going. So John Fox is going to force them to play.
So you're not starting Cutler, but are you starting Jeffrey this week?
I'm starting Jeffrey because Jeffrey's one of those guys who can come out and get you two touchdowns a game every week. Even if he's, you know, hobbled and limited, he can still, he's that red zone threat. So I'm starting Jeffrey because more than likely you drafted him as your number one wideout, maybe number two, and you're going to need him. So I'd start him over the other people.
Man, that's tough. If I have a better option or someone that's close to him, I'm going to go with them just so I can see if Jeffrey's 100%. Maybe if I had, let's say, Dante Moncrief, I'm going to start him over Jeffrey this week.
No, I wouldn't.
I'll wait and see. I don't want that Mike. You saw what Mike Evans did that one week he came back from his injury. Obviously, it's not the constant, but not always going to happen.
Now, if you were one of those lucky guys who picked James Jones up off the waiver wire, I'd start James Jones over Jeffrey.
Yeah. So it just depends on your philosophy. I'm more a conservative kind of guy, and if you're more a risk taker, then yeah, throw Jeffrey out there.
Yep.
You know, if you're starting Jeffrey, I'm not telling you it's a bad decision. I'm just saying I personally would probably go with something different if I had somebody equal to his value.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
One over that.
But all right, let's move on to DraftKings. Let's move on to...
You want
to
jump straight into DraftKings?
Yeah, let's jump
to DraftKings. We've been getting lots of DraftKings requests. We've both been cashing, making profit every week so far, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anytime you're in the green.
Yeah, every time you're positive, you're going to enjoy it. And DraftKings just brings a whole new rush and adrenaline on Sundays. It's like you can win money that day watching the games, and so it's very exciting. And like Coach Kyle said, we've been getting a lot of requests, so we're going to do more DraftKings each week. So, yeah, we're going to go over our lineups and also some bargains for this coming Sunday's game. So, Coach Giles, what do you got?
Well, first of all, my bargains of the week, we said it was Carlos Williams. So, that's my bargain of the week. Is it yours as well?
Yeah, he's 3,400, and McCoy's more than likely not going to play. Even if he does, he's still going to be limited again. Mm-hmm. And we see what Williams did last week with McCoy limited. So, I'm starting Carlos Williams, and he's only 3,400. And so yeah, you can't beat that.
No, you can't. Now, obviously, we're doing this podcast on a Wednesday night. So basically, if things change and McCoy's 100% good to go, we obviously will go back on that. But as of right now, Carlos Williams is our number one start on DraftKings. And then my other value, Lance Dunbar for 3,600. Yeah, so if the Saints are at home, let's say they get their offense back, and Drew Brees is looking good, they're going to be down, and they're going to have to pass. Even if they're not down, I still think Dunbar's going to get his catches.
Yep.
At least 7, and maybe get some more carries this week. So he's looking really good, and I'm picking up Lance Dunbar.
Yeah, I think Lance Dunbar is going to get a garbage time catching touchdown. And so, like I said, I think the Saints offense is going to move the ball and score this weekend. So I look for Dunbar to get 8-9 catches again and actually sneak into the end zone. So I like Dunbar. He's another value pick for me.
All right. Well, great. We're pretty close. We actually agree on our...
first time in all 3 weeks.
Yep. We agree on our value of the week. So let's move on. Let's go ahead and go to our QBs, and let's talk about that real quick. So there's three QBs I really like for their value. One is Andy Dalton, and that's who I'm going to start in this lineup. Go ahead and tell me yours.
Oh, yeah, I got Tyrod Taylor at 5,800. I mean, you can't really beat that dude.
That's the second quarterback I like at this value, around that value.
Yeah, he's been a stud, and now he plays against the Giants, and he's home. So I really like Taylor this week. He's going to really put up some points.
And the next guy I like is Carson Palmer, who's going to be, I think, 6,800 this week, or 6,700. Around that value, and I like him a lot, even though he's playing St. Louis, but Carson Palmer is at home, and that offense is looking at one of the top three high-powered in the NFL right now.
And they got a top three defense. The Cardinals just look good all around.
Yeah, they're probably one of the top three teams. I would say Patriots, Packers, and Cardinals.
That's what I would do. So what about running backs? What do you got for running backs?
All right, so running back, I said Carlos Williams, and then I'm going to go Latavius Murray for 6,300. The rest of the top running backs up there, I did not like them for their price, and there's a lot of question marks.
Yeah, I agree. There was one running back ahead of Latavius Murray that I really liked that was up there besides Carlos Williams down low. I got Matt Forte at 7,100, and that's just because, I mean, Matt Forte had a good start to the season the first 2 weeks, and then he struggled last week without Cutler there. But now he's going to have Cutler and Jeffrey back, and they're playing Oakland. So I see Forte putting up quite a bit of points and quite a bit of catches. And so I look for Forte to maybe be the number one running back this week for DraftKings just because of his pass catching ability. And they're going to lean on him in Chicago.
Yeah, I like Forte. He's just a little more expensive than I like, and I like to put a little bit more money in my receivers. So I feel like I'm totally okay with whatever running back I said. I can't even see my lineup.
Latavius Murray. So yeah. We're fine with Lance Dunbar.
Just lost Wi-Fi here.
Lance Dunbar, Carlos Williams, Matt Forte, and Lance and Latavius Murray. So yeah. Any four of those you can't go wrong with. So that's our running backs. I'll go over and talk about my receivers. So since I was able to save so much money on putting Carlos Williams in my flex at 3,400, then Lance Dunbar is one of my running backs, and Tyrod Taylor at my quarterback. For receivers, I'm able to go Randall Cobb at 7,400, who put up a ridiculous amount of points last week, and Davante Adams is now out, so Cobb is going to be leaned on even more. And then also A.J. Green at 7,600, and Julio Jones at 9,300. So I'm able to have all three, Cobb, Green, and Jones, in my lineup this week, and I'm super excited about it. They're going to put up a ridiculous amount of points for me. And so those are my three wideouts, Randall Cobb, A.J. Green, Julio Jones.
Oh, I love it. I love those receivers. I love all those picks. That's great. You can't go wrong there. I'm going Julio Jones, which obviously a huge percent of people are going with him, 37%. Yeah. But if you don't go with them, then you're missing out on those numbers. So just because a high percentage of people own them doesn't mean you shouldn't buy them, okay? That said, I'm not getting Randall Cobb because a lot of people are going to get him this week. So I'm actually going to get the opposite. I'm going to go James Jones on this one for $5,300 for cheaper. Yeah. So I'm going Julio, James Jones, and then Demaryius Thomas, who's getting plenty of looks. Things aren't going the right way, but I think Peyton and Demaryius Thomas are going to hook up even more this week, and he's going to put up a big week. I was debating going to Emmanuel Sanders there, but I had extra money, so I went ahead and went Thomas.
I think Thomas is going to do better than Sanders this week. And but yeah, so you can't go wrong with any of those wideouts. I actually love James Jones's value, but I really like Cobb. I think he's going to push it out, push better numbers than Jones this week, but Jones won't be too far behind. But yeah, so you can't go wrong with Cobb, Green, Julio Jones, James Jones, or Demaryius Thomas. So at tight end, Coach Giles is going to be able to get a little bit better tight end than me because
I saved money with Jones.
He saved money with Jones, and I got Cobb. So who do you have at tight end?
I have Greg Olsen at tight end there.
Oh, yeah. Excellent pick for tight end.
Yeah. Jimmy Graham is there, but I'm liking Olsen for a little bit cheaper and against that Tampa Bay defense.
Yeah, Cam Newton's going to look his way again. For me at tight end, I had to be stuck with a tight end under 3,000, and I was able to find a value pick at 2,900 with Larry Donnell. And so I see him.
That's not bad for
him. Yeah, I see him getting quite a few looks this week against Buffalo because I think Buffalo is going to put up a lot of points on the Giants. And so Giants are going to throw it. Eli Manning wants to throw the ball. He always has. So I think he's going to look for Donnell in the middle of that field. And so I think you can get some sneaky value with Larry Donnell at 2,900 if you don't go with a big tight end such as Olsen or Graham. So that's my tight end. My flex.
That's a good value right there.
My flex, Carlos Williams. We already said that. And so what about your defense?
Yeah, well, let me see. My flex was Lance Dunbar. So I'm going Lance Dunbar and Carlos Williams.
Okay, yeah.
Who was your two running backs?
It was Matt Forte, Lance Dunbar, and Carlos Williams.
Okay, so yeah, we had the same two running backs there.
We just swapped Murray and Forte.
Okay, and then my defense is the Eagles for 2,700 playing Washington Redskins. I don't think you can beat that value.
Yeah, you can't. Eagles are probably a lock for a defensive touchdown or a return touchdown, so you can't beat that value. That's the same defense I have. Of course, if that game gets canceled or postponed, then obviously, like we said, we're doing this on a Wednesday night, then we will have to switch it up and change it. But as of now, go with the Eagles defense, cheap value, and
and if somehow Breeze doesn't play, Cowboys are super cheap because they get burnt last week.
Yeah.
I might go Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys wouldn't be a bad play just because Breeze doesn't play.
Yeah, just because I want to stay under 2,800 or so for to have this lineup. So that's our DraftKings lineup. We'll play them head-to-head, and we'll see who wins.
Oh, yeah.
And guys, feel free to use our lineups. And we'll probably have a post actually soon on Instagram. Tell them where they can follow us, and we'll have our DraftKings lineups this week.
Anything you hear in the podcast, just go to our Instagram at the Fantasy Football Coaches on Instagram. You'll find us, and we'll post these things every day about DraftKings or start and sit, suds and duds, stuff like that. And then also you can follow us on Twitter at _FantasyCoaches if you want to ask us some questions, maybe some Sunday questions, some lineup questions. And then also as well, you can find us on iTunes. Just type in the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. We pop up, subscribe. You'll listen to new podcasts every time they come out. And so also we have an email for questions. It's the fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. So that's fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. So right,
let's get on to our start and sits. Let's run through this. Run through each game. Is that good?
Yeah, we're actually going to change our studs and duds up a little bit this week. We're going to go through each game and discuss who we want to start and who you don't need to start.
Obviously, your stud, you're starting. So some of these guys you don't have to mention. Obviously, you're starting Antonio Brown.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, let me say one more thing about DraftKings. If you're doing Thursday night game, then you can get some really sneaky value at tight end with Max Williams. Because Crockett Gilmore's not playing and Max Williams' targets have been skyrocketing in the first 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so I look for him to maybe get a touchdown tomorrow night. And so Max Williams is there for Thursday nights. He's in my Thursday night lineup. So he's a sneaky play this week. Look for Max Williams if you do Thursday night football.
Yeah, definitely a great pick. I like that. Good one, Coach T. That's why you have a podcast, man. You're best in the biz.
Oh, yeah. So let's go through these games right quick. Baltimore and Pittsburgh tomorrow night.
Are you starting Vic?
In a deep league, and say I had Tom Brady, and he's on a bye,
you don't have a backup. All the good backups are picked.
Yeah, and say I'm sitting there looking between Jay Cutler and Michael Vick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Michael Vick.
Really, over David Carr? Play Chicago. What about over Ryan Fitz? Let's go more. I would go David Carr. What about Fitzpatrick? Would you go Fitzpatrick or Vick?
I'd go Vick.
Bridgewater or Vic?
Vic.
All right.
Yeah,
I mean, that Baltimore defense isn't very good either.
Yeah, the Baltimore defense has not looked good.
Thursday games are usually pretty bad for the quarterback, and Vic's on is he's not getting a full week of practice, and he's had just being a starter. So I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm gonna start him.
I like Vic just because I think he'll be able to salvage the day with maybe a long 30-yard run, and then maybe he'll get a sneaky touchdown run or something like that. But I see Vic maybe getting 2 touchdowns, maybe 3 total touchdowns. But I'm leaning more towards 2. I can see him getting about 16, 17 fantasy points.
Honestly, I'd go Blake Bortles over him. I said it.
You heard it from Coach Giles. Blake Bortles over Vic.
Playing Indy.
But,
go Bridgewater. They play Denver.
Yeah. Main thing I'm saying, if you have a better option, don't do Vic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you have to, if you're sitting there with someone on your bye and you just picked up Vic, then...
Yeah, don't go Brandon Whedon. I'd go, Vic over Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I would
probably
put Vic over.
Probably going to Seattle this week.
Yeah. But, right, of course, you're going to start Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
You're going to start them.
We're taking too much time on this one. Steve Smith, start or sit?
Start.
Starting him. Third receiver, second receiver, starting him in there, plugging him in, maybe flex as well. Okay, New York Jets versus the Miami Dolphins, Miami at home. This is going to be the England game. I'm personally not starting any Dolphins except for Murray and not Miller, obviously.
Who's Murray?
What did I say?
You said Murray for the Dolphins. Did you mean Miller?
No, Landry.
Sorry.
Got all these notes in front of me and couldn't decipher through them, but yeah. Not starting Lamar Miller at all, but Landry definitely
starts. Yeah, Landry is the only Dolphin I'm starting. I'm not even starting Tannehill. I have Tannehill in 3 leagues, and I'm not starting him. I'm starting Jarvis Landry for sure, and so that's who I'm starting for the Dolphins.
What about the other receiver?
Oh, yeah, Rashard Matthews and Devontae Parker. I'm not starting them.
I'm not starting Parker.
I'm not starting either one. I'm not starting Jordan Cameron at tight end. I just don't see him doing that good.
No, he looks horrible this year.
And so Jarvis Landry is the only Dolphin I'm starting. But for the Jets, I'm starting Brandon Marshall. I feel confident with him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably it. I'm not going to start Fitzpatrick. I'm not going to start Ivory if he plays because he's been banged up. So I'm starting the Jets defense, and I'm starting Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, I have a league where I have Tom Brady and my first waiver was for David Carr. Someone took him, so I got to start Fitzpatrick. Yay.
Yeah, that's a bad Sunday when you have to watch Fitzpatrick as your quarterback.
And I'm considering picking up Vic, and I think he's still out there. Vic or Fitzpatrick, I don't know.
I would start Vic, but all right, moving on. Houston, Atlanta. So I feel bad for my Houston Texans this week. They're playing against Atlanta, and Atlanta's home. So I'm really nervous about this game.
Julio's starting, and
Julio's going to destroy them. I hate to say it, but they have problems stopping number one wideout. So Julio Jones is going to have a big day. So start Julio Jones. Start Matt Ryan.
Start Matt Ryan. Not starting Roddy White. You know what? I'm dropping Roddy White.
Yeah, I'm done with Roddy White. I'm done with any Atlanta Falcons wideout. Keep an eye out on Hankerson, but Roddy White's done.
Okay.
Devontae Freeman, starter sit.
Coleman looks like he didn't practice today, actually. So the Texans defense is pretty good against the run.
Yeah.
So if I have a better option, I'm probably going to go with that. Actually.
Okay. I'm going to start Freeman, but the only reason why is pass catching ability. He had 5 catches for 50 plus yards last year, and I see him doing around the same thing against Houston. So I'm starting Freeman because the Houston Texans have not allowed a rushing touchdown this year, and they have not allowed a 100-yard rusher. So their run defense is looking really good, but I'm afraid that Devontae Freeman is going to catch a lot of balls. And so I'm starting Freeman, and he may get a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Just for a flex, though, for me, Freeman.
Yeah, flex. What about for Houston? Who are you starting?
DeAndre Hopkins, obviously, starting him. They did give up a lot of points to Randall and Dunbar. So maybe Alfred Blue's a sneaky flex this week. What do you think?
No, I'm staying away from Blue, but
Foster's not going to go. I don't think so.
Yeah, but I don't.
You heard it first. I'm going to say with confidence, Foster does not start this week.
Yeah, I say the same thing. Foster's not going to start. But yeah, I'm not going with Blue this week. I think there's better options out there. Blue had a great week last week, but I don't see him repeating. But yeah, I'm starting Hopkins, and that's the only Texans I'm starting, Hopkins.
Okay, fair enough. New York Giants versus Buffalo.
All right, here we go. New York Giants. I'm starting Odell Beckham, of course. And that's it. That's the only Giants I'm starting because I think Eli may have a decent game, but I also think he's going to be turnover prone.
What about that now? No? That was just for DraftKings?
Just for DraftKings because of his value. Yeah, because there's better tight ends out there.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But yeah, so I think Eli's going to have a decent game, but I also think he's going to throw 2 picks and maybe get sacked quite a few times. So I'm not starting Manning. I'm starting Odell Beckham. What about you for Buffalo?
Yeah, Carlos Williams for sure. I'm actually, man, if I'm weak on receiver this week and the Eagles end up not playing and I had Julian Edelman and Gronk and I need someone to put in my flex. You know what? I never thought I'd say it, but I think I'd maybe start Percy Harvin this week.
Yeah.
Flex. Receiver.
You said if everything, you know, went wrong for you, and you had no one to start, Percy Harvin.
I'm not feeling that bad. This is probably the best weeks. With Sammy Watkins out, more likely being out, this is probably the most confident I would feel about starting Percy.
Yeah.
And he got some looks last week.
So. I agree. So what's the next game?
Next game, Oakland versus Chicago.
All right, I'm starting both wideouts, Alshon Jeffrey and Amari Cooper. I'm starting both of them, and if I have Crabtree, I'll start him in the flex. I see this being a relatively high-scoring game, kind of like the Oakland-Baltimore game was, so I don't mind starting Derek Carr, and I'm not starting Jay Cutler just because it's Jay Cutler. I'm definitely starting Matt Forte, and I'm definitely starting Latavius Murray. So this is going to be a fantasy-filled game on Sunday.
You think so?
I think so.
Oh. You think Jay Cutler's going to go?
Yeah, I think Jay Cutler's going to go, and that's going to help Jeffrey and Forte, but it's not going to help Cutler. So I'm staying away from Cutler, but everyone else in this game, I'm starting.
Yeah, there's a total lack of defenses here. They just got rid of Jared Allen.
Yep.
So I like in Crabtree and Cooper. Crabtree is a third receiver, maybe a flex if you don't have a good flex. He only hit 5 catches last week, but he had lots of targets. So, yeah. I totally agree with everything you just said. Let's move on. Kansas City versus Cincinnati.
All right, for this, I'm starting AJ Green. I'm starting Tyler Eifert. I'm starting Travis Kelce. And I'm starting Jamal Charles. So I'm staying away from the Cincy backfield this week.
I kind of disagree, man. I like Gio. This could be the week that Hill starts coming right back into it. I know Kansas City, they're tired, man. They got their butts handed to them on Monday night. It's a short week. They're tired from they played the whole game chasing Green Bay offensive receivers around the entire game. I think these guys are on the road as well in Cincy. So I'm thinking Gio Bernard's a good start, actually.
I'm going to disagree just because I think Cincy's going to throw it a lot, and I think they're going to hit Tyler Eifert and A.J. Green. And Dalton's a good start for me, too, this week. I'd start Dalton over Vic and Derek Carr, people like that. So that's for me. I'm staying away from Cincy's backfield, but Coach Skiles says go for Cincy backfield. Go for Bernard.
Go for Bernard. I still don't trust Hill just yet, but I do think Hill's going to get more carries this week.
Okay.
I do think Hill is a buy-low candidate as well.
Yeah, yeah. So do I. I think he'll bounce back, but I just don't see it being this week. So moving on. Next game.
Jacksonville, Indianapolis.
Jacksonville, Indianapolis. I'm
This is the week where Andrew Luck starts getting back on pace.
I think Andrew Luck has a huge game. I think he throws 4 touchdowns. And
who are they going to?
I think Andre Johnson is going to be a sneaky play this week.
Oh, God, you're crazy.
I know.
I'm touching him.
Andre Johnson has looked rough, but I feel like he has a good week. He always did good against Jacksonville. So I feel like Andre Johnson is going to come out. He's going to take a touchdown. But also look for...
What do you think he's going to have? Two catches for 15 yards and a touchdown, or what?
No, I think he's going to have probably about 6 catches, 70 yards, and a touchdown. I see Andre Johnson. I mean, this is going to be a rare occurrence.
I'll make a bet with you right now. 55 yards, over or under, I go under.
I go over.
All right, what's the bet? What are we betting on here?
Meat Lover's Pizza.
Meat Lover's Pizza. Okay, I'm going to have so many pizzas.
I'm going to be eating a Meat Lover's Pizza next podcast because Andre Johnson is going to get me a Meat Lover's Pizza.
All right, we'll see. All right. So, yeah, are you starting TJ Yeldon?
Yes, I am. I'm going to start Yeldon as my flex because I feel like Yeldon is that workhorse for Jacksonville, and he may get some touchdowns in this game. That's the only reason why I'm starting him, for his touchdown potential.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about Allen Robinson and Hearns?
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be a pretty decent scoring game, so I'm starting Allen Robinson. I'm staying away from Hearns, but I'll start Allen Robinson.
I feel like it's like a guessing game. One of them are going to have a good game, and one of them going to have a mediocre game. Which one to start? You know, your guess is as good as mine. Who'd you say?
I said Allen Robinson.
I'm going to go Hearns then.
Okay.
Not just to say opposite of you. I really do like Hearns better this week. So, but it is almost a guessing game there. Both of them are very talented. But you don't know where it's going to go. But I think it'll be chasing points. And both these guys don't get over 60 yards. And at least in over 3 catches for sure.
Okay, yeah, I can see that happening. So, all right, these next games we're going to run through. So, Carolina, Tampa Bay, give me 15 seconds, start and sit.
Yeah, starting Cam Newton, not starting Funchess, definitely starting Greg Olsen. Stewart, God, I don't like Stewart at all this year, but, I mean, this is a better start than he's probably going to get in a while. So, you can start Stewart. I don't like Stewart. I don't own many leagues, so I don't even think about Stewart very often. Tampa Bay, going Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson. Jameis Winston, probably not.
Okay, I agree with all those starts and sits. I'm not starting Jonathan Stewart, but I am starting Cam Newton, Greg Olsen. So, Philadelphia and Washington, I am starting Sam Bradford. Yes, you heard it. I'm starting Sam Bradford this week against Washington.
This
is my give-up week on Bradford, too. I'm actually starting him in one league over Ryan Tannehill, and so I feel pretty good about that.
I would, too.
I feel Bradford's going to throw 300 yards and 3 touchdowns this week. If he doesn't and he has another poor performance, I'm booting him for the year. But, starting Bradford, starting Jordan Matthews. Going to start Sproles in PPR leagues. And for Washington, I'm starting Jordan Reed because that dude's just – he's looked really good. And I'm staying away from the running backs in Washington and Kirk Cousins.
Let's just say you're a Stafford owner and you really – do believe that Bradford's, you know, this is the time to buy low. This is the week to buy low right now before Sunday because this week he could go off and then you're probably never going to get him at his value again. So if I have Matthew Stafford, I'm looking to trade some kind of flex person for Sam Bradford right now and you'll probably get the trade.
Yeah, I mean, I think so too. If you only have Stafford or only have Tannehill, somebody like that, go out and get Bradford. It's a perfect week to get him. He's going to have a nice week.
Yeah. I'm leaning towards him. He has a big game. So
yeah.
I'm going to say there's a 76% chance Bradford gets back on track and does what we think he was supposed to do.
He'll also be a sneaky play in DraftKings this week. He's cheap, so we'll go after and look for him.
Yeah.
But all right, Cleveland, San Diego, start and sit.
Oh, boy. Crowell's killing me. I don't think I would start him. He's just... He made me super mad in one of my leagues. I had to start him and flex. Didn't have a choice. Ugh.
Yep, already booted Crowell.
Are you dropping him in leagues?
Yeah, I'm dropping him. I'm not dropping him, but I'm looking for someone to buy high on him.
He's benched, huh?
Yeah, he's benched. But, yeah, Cleveland, I'm not starting anyone. I don't like anyone on Cleveland, not Travis Benjamin, the one-hit wonder. I don't believe in him. So I don't like anyone in Cleveland.
That's a sell high. Yeah. You sell high on Travis Benjamin.
Yeah. San Diego, though, I'm starting Melvin Gordon. I think he's going to get in the end zone for the first time in his career this week. I'm sitting Keenan Allen, actually.
I mean, I would start him, but he is not going to produce even close. The reason why he's been producing those numbers is when they were down a whole bunch.
Yeah.
They're not going to be down this game.
Yeah. And so I don't like Keenan Allen. I like San Diego's running backs. I like Woodhead. I like Melvin Gordon.
Yeah.
And so...
That's Stevie Johnson, though?
No. The only person... No, I'm starting the San Diego's running game, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, all right, moving on. St. Louis, Arizona. Who do you got, Coach Giles?
Yeah, obviously, I'm definitely going Carson Palmer. Definitely going Larry Fitzgerald. Brown is starting to kill me right now with Fitzgerald overproducing. Honestly, and I hate to say it, I mean, I've been high in Fitzgerald, but obviously he's not going to keep up this high pace. I can see him going six catches, about 95 yards, and maybe one touchdown. Maybe not.
That's a great stat line.
Yeah, so. It's good. It's good. But he's not going to do what you think he's going to be. I don't think he's going to stay a top five receiver, but yeah, I do think he's going to stay within the top 13 to 14.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I agree with
I'm
that.
I'm starting him, obviously.
Yeah, starting Fitz, starting Palmer. St. Louis, starting no one.
Well, I was going with that. I think Brown's eventually going to get back in this offense even more before the season's over. But right now, he's on the bench.
Yeah, I agree with that. Brown's already let me down 2 weeks in a row, so I'm
Ellington
not starting him.
Coming back this week.
Yeah, Ellington is probably going to play, but they already said...
I'm not
said,
starting any running back.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm staying away from Chris Johnson then, just because St. Louis runs defense is pretty good.
Kenny Britt might have been a smart play, but it looks like he's hurt right now. He missed practice today, so...
I'm staying away from all
things
St. Louis.
I mean, it might be a sneaky one because they're going to be down this game. I think Arizona's going to jump on top of them, and St. Louis is going to have to pass.
It makes me really sad because I love Todd Gurley. He's an exceptional talent, and I have to start him in one league this week, but I do not want to. You heard it. I love Gurley. I think he's going to be a star, but I do not want to start him this week. Sit Gurley if you can. So, Minnesota and Denver.
What's going on in that league? Why are you starting Gurley?
Because I have McCoy, and McCoy's hurt, so I have to start Gurley. So I'm starting Gurley and Devontae Freeman. I'm fine with Freeman, but Gurley hurts.
I guess the Arizona D. Okay. Yeah. Minnesota at Denver. Denver's defense is the real deal.
Yeah.
I don't like Bridgewater. I'm still going to start my stud with Peterson no matter what.
Yeah. I'm not starting the wideouts in Minnesota. I'm starting both wideouts in Denver. I'm starting Demaryius and Sanders.
And is Peyton a start for you?
Peyton's definitely a start. CJ Anderson is not.
Okay.
I booted Anderson. He is done for me.
I'm not going to keep
always
him off
done
my
for
team
me.
Or drop him, but he's definitely on the bench.
Yeah. All right, Green Bay and San Fran.
All Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, all
must
of them.
Start.
All nah. Must start. I didn't even
not
start Green Bay's defense.
Not Richard Rodgers. I wouldn't start him. I'm actually not high in Green Bay's defense. I'm a Packers fan. I watched that defense. And I mean, I know they're playing more relaxed and more laid back at the end and prevent against Kansas City. But Green Bay's defense has not impressed me this year, so I am not. I mean, they did get a lot of sacks, but that's not really like the Kansas City Chiefs that pass that much or that long down the field. Alex Smith is a 10-yard guy less.
How about this? Are you starting Carlos Hyde?
Yeah, I'm definitely starting Carlos Hyde. Not confident enough to buy him in DraftKings, but Green Bay's defense is soft in the middle, guys, and I think he's going to get a chance to get 100 yards at least combined for sure.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that. I'm starting Carlos Hyde, too.
No Vernon Davis, not touching him.
Yeah, no other San Francisco 49ers except Carlos Hyde. So Dallas and New Orleans.
Yeah, Dunbar, great PPR flex. Joseph Randle, starting him. Definitely not starting McFadden, not starting Whedon. Not starting Terrence Williams. Didn't see enough from Whedon. Not sure if he's going to be looking to throw downfield enough in this game. So, and then the Saints, I'm just going to start Ingram.
Yeah. For me, the only Dallas Cowboy I'm starting is Lance Dunbar in a PPR league. I'm staying away from Randle. I don't see him repeating anything from last week. So, I think Randle's going to let down a whole lot of owners this week. For the Saints, I'm starting Brandon Cooks. I think this is the week, if Drew Brees plays, that Brandon Cooks has a breakout performance. Cowboys always struggle against fast wideouts, so I see Cooks having a good game against the Cowboys.
Possibly.
I'm starting Ingram. He's going to get some touchdowns, I think, one or two. And that's it for the Saints. I'm going to start Brees. And so, Detroit, Seattle, last game, Monday Night Football. Who are you starting, Coach Giles?
Jeez, Calvin Johnson, I don't know. He's scaring me. He got covered by one man. When in Calvin Johnson's history have you known like one guy to cover him and actually keep him in check?
Yeah, I can't believe it. He doesn't look like the same Megatron. He looks more like Starscream or something.
Hey, I like Starscream's my favorite Transformer, dude. Don't say that. He looked more like one of those, I don't know, one of the... You know, I'm not going to go there in Transformers. Let's not even jump into that tangent because we're running out of time. But, I'll start Calvin Johnson. You kind of have to. You spent that high of a draft pick on him. But I'm not looking for great things out of him. I'm definitely not buying him in DraftKings. not starting Matthew Stafford, not starting any Detroit running back, Bell or Abdullah. But Seahawks, I am starting Russell Wilson. And that's it. I'll start up maybe Curse in a DraftKings cheap value. But probably not. And I don't think I like him. I don't trust Curse. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. Stay away from Curse.
I mean, he did get a lot of looks and catches, but...
Yeah, I'm staying away
from him. Just Wilson and Graham and Rawls.
Yeah, I agree.
If Lynch doesn't go,
yeah, if Rawls. Lynch doesn't go, Rawls. But yeah, so that's your starts and sits for every game this week, y'all. And so we're going to run through a few questions that was sent to us. And because, I mean, the fans want to hear their questions. And so we're gonna go through three of them right quick.
Yeah, we did do a great job on that. We'll start planning what we're going to do a bit better and try to get more time in for emails.
Yeah, so here we go. This is coming in from Chris from Team Dez Dispenser. Dez Dispenser.
Pez Dispenser.
Yeah. So he actually, this isn't really a starter sit question. He just wants to know what are our tips on starting a keeper league? Starting a keeper league. Your tips?
Number one, you have the exact rules, and they need to be printed out or posted on your league page somewhere at all times. That's for sure. If you're doing a keeper league, the rules have to be firm and they have to be known, and make sure you have guys who you've been playing in leagues with beforehand that you know are going to start the guys, are going to pay their dues, and that's about it. You know, have a good group of friends. And
yeah, that's the number one thing I would say, is just have that core group.
Make sure you know the people. I don't like no public keeper leagues. Zero, never would do a public keeper league.
Yeah, never. The main thing is just know the people, know the core, and know that they're going to pay if it's a money league every year, and people that you're close to that you will enjoy the league with.
Yeah, have your system drawn up and, do it real democratic-like and vote on things and vote on the rules that you want. So, you know, everybody has it. You don't want to be changing rules mid-season or half, 3 years down the road in your franchise there. So
yeah. And so there you go, Chris. He also has another question for Coach Skiles. I think you have a fan. I think you have a fan, Coach Skiles. He says, Coach Skiles, what is your current shirt size?
Oh, boy. Shirt size?
I know. What's going on here?
That's kind of weird. Since I'm coaching football right now, and I haven't been doing that, I've definitely lost some weight spending all those hours coaching and then all these hours podcasting and watching football. So, yeah, it's probably a Marge. It's like a medium large. Like, some mediums are too small and some larges are too big. So it's kind of just whatever. It's like in this weird, weird middle ground right now.
All right. Well, there you go, Chris. Coach Kyle says he wears a Marge. But all right. So here's another question from Yahir from Team No Romo, though. Get that? No Romo, though?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. So here we go. It's a trade offer. He's trading for Eli Manning and Tyler Eifert, and he's given up Jordan Matthews and Melvin Gordon in a two-quarterback league. Would you do that?
Okay, give me the names one more time.
Okay, so he's getting Eli Manning and Tyler Eifert, and he's trading away Jordan Matthews and Melvin Gordon.
No, I don't like it.
Okay, so what if you have...
Who's the quarterbacks? That's a big question. I would rather hold on to Jordan Matthews and Gordon.
What if you had Big Ben and he just got hurt? And that was your best quarterback, and your other quarterback you're sitting at is like Nick Foles.
Eli Manning? I would take my luck with Michael Vick this week until Big Ben comes back. I doubt Debbie Carr is there. I would go Blake Bortles if he's on the bench. I mean, if he's on the waiver wire, for sure. I wouldn't make a trade.
For me,
I don't like Eli Manning. He's too spotty.
If it's a two-quarterback league, then I'm sure there's not many people on the waiver wire.
Is it 12 or 10, man? That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's 12, it's 24 quarterbacks gone.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't have many options.
Yeah. If you don't have any options, then I would do it just because if you have a good receiver and running back depth, I would do it because you get Tyler Eifert, who could be a top five tight end this year, and Eli Manning, who is spotty, but he does have the ability to throw really good games. And so I would do it if you have good depth. If not, then stay away. Would you do it if Carson Palmer was the quarterback instead of Eli Manning?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Okay, so Palmer and Eifert, you would do Matthews and Gordon. All right.
In a heartbeat.
All right. Well, those are the two questions that we'll answer because we're out of time. But yes, like Coach Kyle said, we're going to go more into more questions each podcast. So keep sending them, fans. We appreciate them. That's what we love to do, is answering other people's fantasy questions. So please keep sending them. You can send them to our email at fantasyfootballcoaches@yahoo.com. You can ask them on Instagram. We'll give you a shout out. Follow us on at fantasyfootballcoaches on Instagram. That's fantasyfootballcoaches. And then also on Twitter at _fantasycoaches. And so once again, we're on iTunes, the Fantasy Football Coaches Podcast. Go subscribe. If you like what you hear, rate us, give us a high rating. And so that's it. This has been our DraftKings, our Studs and Duds, and a few news and notes episode. This is Coach T.
Hey, this is Coach Scott saying good luck to you in your leagues and your DraftKings and FanDuels. Hope you win some big money off our lineups. Take it easy, guys.
All right.